days, there is no sin pain, because even if she has a mum, so he was mikabel the mum in his wife. The husband was mikabel. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir, it's because of Shematim Zeik, so even though the husband was mikabel mum, so still he cannot itruma. That's kibbe. The left me. Oh, I don't have to mean this. Mosa vihoach. Mosa rov vishluchi abal. Ushoch ushluchi rov vishluchi abal. Veide bederach. So, according to Ben Bagbag, who says that Mil Rabbonon and Arusa cannot be chalas bitrumo. Cannot be achel bitrumo because of the possibility maybe it will turn out that she has mumim. So even though it's already mosar of the shluch habal, the ishe was already turned over to shluch habal, holch shluch yav shluch habal, vili bederach. But since the nisun didn't take place yet, so mimele there is still a possibility that once and soon takes place, he'll find out she has mumi, so she can still cannot eat in truma. But according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir, the time is why Rabbon and Arusa cannot eat in truma is because of the possibility techshash shematim zeik lochi ol achiso. So here it's not shayach. Because she already left the father's house. She's on the way to the husband's house to get married, to be nieces to him. Now the Rashi. Rabbi Omar. We all have a little misha din sui neisi. Da fiu eiras neisi. Izochle, da fiu eiras neisi, ochle mit reise. Fi kesef name mit reise ochle. U mit rabonu di shochle, ho di shochle, yosu mit tumo, mit rabonu di oslo. Mishum simpe, shemo yinzu bo mum, vi nintzu bo shitois. Simpe, kol dovar ame vateo. Dovar, koro simpe. Shalit in Shever, a receipt is called the Simpin Shal Shtar because the receipt breaks the effect of the Shtar. Bishnai Mose, we can't carry Simpin Dover and Battle as Agdushin, or is a Mekach Shalabet. Yato Yedea Bitnio, Zushe Piosa Machloso, the Venices made the Lechashin of the Simpin. In Olim Sheise Bekeis Elim Kim Beitke V'yoda V'kibul Olof. So Mele Stasis explains the Rashi. So by Bia, even if we say that Eres Neis, but for the same reason that by Nisuo there is no Chshosh of Simpe, because if she's Niseis, so he already was Beidek. So even by Arusa, but if the Gdushin took place through Bia, so he was also Beidik. Hashem said, V'yodim sheise b'kei, selim kim beidkei, v'yodah v'kibul olam. Avol ma'a ese, u'kamim porich, ma'i b'nai hoi, v'seif, seif li'och. Simpein, ba'avodim le'kei, v'atal samedach. Because if it's a mum, b'golu, so hokohozare, so he's someone with kibir. What if he has a mum, a spiritual mum, a ma'al mum? So that is not a mekhtoyes either, because stamavodim akuv yustes aganovim. Sie bottle mit Kabel, kein Mann mich, wie der Chaver, wenn sie kann, ich gewusste, sie gehe, ich gehe, und preis, ich gewusste, es gehe nicht bevor, das ist es, ich bin sie gambler. Ich gehe, aber ich schaue, die Stamme wird gar nicht, wie es mir so in der Schriach, wo ich kibli, und ich möchte den Malchus, schon ich schreibe, Misel am Melech, kohle ich, lebe ich, aber wie kibli, kibli, muss aber hoch, Simenum, קיבל אור סמוי משום סימפיין, לקה משום דאולה, איקי. מוס האוב לשלוחי הבעל, ושאוך לשלוחי אוב לשלוחי הבעל, וידע בדרך משום סימפיין איקי, משום שם התעשקי לקה, די לסנן לאחיו, לסנן לאחיו לאחיסה. All right, now the Tesis. And the Kabbalah is Gita. Yeshla is topic. In Yochei Lo'av, the Kabbalah get lebiti k'tano mishenises. ונראה למירה הרב רבי יצחוק עם משניסייס איבן דורש איזה קטנו אינו אוב יוכל יקבל לו גט ואפילו יקטנו ומי וראיין עוד יתנם בירושלמי מסך הסתרומה בפרק חס דמישנסס די הידוח את נענו סום או איש או שאיזה יחלס בתרומו ויאמרו לו מייסבלך או הגיר שייך, וכן אוהבת שייך ובתרומון. רב לזה מחייב קרם וחימש, רב ישוע פייטר, וקומה לו בגמורה ניחה מזבלך, גיר שייך מילו יודה. So, in other words, There is a machlekes in the Mishnah in Perek Ches of Trumes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Suppose a woman was married to a kohen and she was eating truma, and then she was told while she was engaged in the act of eating truma, she was told. Meis Beilich, your husband died. So if your husband dies, so she's not King Kaspi, she was not allowed to eat Truma. And oh dear Sheikh, your husband divorced you. So Rablezer Mechayev Kern Vechemesh. If Izar eats Truma Bishegeik, so then the halacha is that he has to pay Karen. And he has to pay a chemesh, one-fifth of the tumor. He has to give it to the kid. That's kaporet. The chemesh is kaporet. Kaporet. So heretofore was the king Kasper the kid. She was allowed. But unintentionally, not knowing that her husband is dead or that her husband divorced her, so she kept on eating, but she was already zar. Some mele she is chayeves keren v'chemesh. And Rabbi Yeshua says no. Why? Because only if somebody eats, if his zar eats truma bishkogo, is chayev keren v'chemesh. But be'ines, you see there is a basic difference between sheyeg and enes. Sheyeg is a chayte. Sheyeg is a chayte. Let's say if somebody is mechal shabbos b'sheyeg, he has to bring a chatos. If somebody kills a human being b'sheyeg, he has to go goes, because he should not have he should not have made that mistake. He's at fault. But Anus, my Havel Mevet, he's not at fault. He's not even a chayte. Naramos, Bezin Sabenis, it's a fault. It's not a fault. So, only Sheigeik, Eichel Tumo Bishgogo, Zar Shachol Tumo Bishgogo, is Chayev Kean Lachemesh. But Zar Shachol Tumo Beines is not Chayev Kean Lachemesh. So, Meile Rav Lezer says that she has a din of Shigeges. In other words, she is at fault. She should have found out that her husband is dead and that she is divorced. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, she's an anusa. So she's not chayeves Karen. She's not chayeves Karen Mechemish. Not chayeves Karen Mechemish. All right. So Yerushalmi is the kashe, bishleime meis. All right, that we know. So the woman didn't know. The husband was in another city. She didn't know that her husband died. But Gerushin, the get has to be delivered to her hand. So is how can she be a shigeges? How can she be a shigeges? This is your shalom discussion. We come out a bit more we can visualize ishgogo, but girshech milu yade. So she knows. Rabbonin amre ki mishne rishenu shechin. In other words, that this Mishnah in Perek Ches goes according to the Mishnah Rishenu. Shechin Aruso Bas Yisroel O Yichelez Bitrumo V'yovir Mikabugut. Because, now that doesn't mean that according to Mishnah Rishenu, so an Aruso can the right after the Kedushin, she can be a Yichelez Bitrumo. According to Mishnah Rishenu, so Yigiyah's mom, the Loi Niseis, she can eat Truma. Yigiyah's mom, the Loi Niseis, she can eat Truma. She can eat Truma. So according to Mishnah Rishenu in Ksuves Daf Nun Zayin, in Ksuves Daf Nun Zayin, so he gives Mamlu Nisais, let's say he was Mekadisha, and then they said the date of the Nisuin, let's say half a year later, after the Gush. And then he gives Mam, but the Nisuin didn't take place half a year after the Kedushin, the way it was expected, it was scheduled to take place. So the Mishnah Rishenu said, since the time has already arrived for Nisuin, she can start eating Truma. So the Mishnah Rishenu holds that the whole reason is why the Chachom no Misaki, that now Russo cannot eat Trumo is because of Shemotims, Shemotashke, Kos, Leochio, Lachis. But if it's already Higia's man, so then she already, moves out from her father's house, in all probability. Some melee. She's Muteras Lecha B'Trumo. And the Mishnah Achrena said, even if Higiyah's mom, but Loini says, as long as Nisun didn't take place, so she's still Asur Lecha B'Trumo. Why? Because according to Mishnah Achrena, the reason is why an Arus cannot be Trumo is because of the possibility of Simpanis, of Mumi. So when does he find out whether she has Mumi or not after Nisuin? But until the Nisuin actually takes place, even though this man has already arrived for the Nisuin, so there's still a Choshe of Simpanis. Anyway, so the Yerushalmi give the Teretz that this Mishneh in Perikhas of Trumo goes according to the Mishneh Rishenu. And according to the Mishneh Rishenu, so even in Arusa, the moment it's Igiyah's man, even though it's not Niseis, so she can already start eating in Trumo. So in other words, so Yisho she yechal b'Trumo. She was in Arusa. Nisuin did not take place, but Nisuin was supposed to have taken place a week before. But it didn't. It was postponed. So, according to Mr. Rishenu, so she was allowed to start eating in Truma. And she didn't know that her husband divorced her. But then, in the midst of eating, she heard a report, you know, that 2 days ago, your father received the get from yours. And since she was Nahuso, even though it's Igiyah's man, least he says, but the Nisuin didn't take place, so she still is Birshus Aviyah. So really the father can be Mikabel a get without notifying her. Without notifying her. Rabbon Lamek Mishnah Rishenu Shechavus Basisroel HaBitrumo V'yaviyo Mikabul Gito Echavul Bitrumo, the moment this man was Igiyah already V'yaviyo Mikabul Gute V'Rablezer Meir, Rablezer Dan Meir says Afilu Teimek Mishnah Achreino Tifota Shomrole is Kabeligiti. Is Kabeligiti. The Mishnah can go even according to Mishnah Achreino. So by Igiyah's man, the Loini says, so Mimele, she cannot be a Chalvitromo. So then, when can she start eating Trumo? Only after Nisui. So Mele, the Mishnah's reference to Nisuo. The Mishnah's reference to Nisuo. Nisuo. But then you ask if she is Nisuo. So how could she not know that she was divorced? After all, she has to get a get. Not the father. Suppose she appointed the shliach to get the get, but the shliach had to travel, let's say, 50 miles, 100 miles, in order to pick up the get, to get a get from the bar. And he was able, so, in other words, it should have taken him 10 days with an ordinary horse, but the shliach was able to get a special horse who can travel very fast, and he was able to reach that destination in 5 days. But the woman doesn't know that here he was able to get such a quick horse. Some Mele, she couldn't have expected the Gershon to have taken place already, so she assumed, she took it for granted, that the Shliach will get a get 10 days later, and now it's only 7 days later, you know. as of the time when the Shliach left. So she drew the conclusion that the get was not handed over by the Baal to the Shliach. So she's still his wife, the king's wife. So she was eating Truma. So that's why she didn't know. Tifot HaShomer is Kabbalah Gitti. Imo complaining. Voyali Lavi be Yudyamin, what sus hot, the Vi Behiyamin, Vashte, Meritochi Klup, Mek Mishnah Rene, or again Shomro is Kabbalah, the Lamekal Bishamis Kishiktano, the Avia Mikabal is Gito, Mashmad Mishamis is Afkishiktano, in a Vim Kabbalah is a very strong guy. Very strong guy. All right. Now, that's all for today. Now, for tomorrow, you should go over the Gemara up to the Fidvesa Medalev, the two dots of Bisilin and Bikuta. Okay.
And the father was Mikabel Dushin. So then the get that effective, even if she's less than Pochas Megimul Shonan Yinach, he was Mikabel Dushin Keset. But then somebody was Mizana with her, so then he's Chayavis. V'yishlik Meya. Amayitzrev Chayavin Olor Mishmishish. For Katona Seife in Borleo, Echot Nikola Raish Beteiro, Mumsim al Yodo, Vishish Bechlau, Kilimucha Pilgrimseo Neira, Phil Behemo, Kilise Pilidal Nises, Bishmaiti Takol Nikol. So the whole expression of Chayov Lo Mishmishish is superfluous, because the Sefer says we in Bore Achim Kol Arayis Mum Zinayor Old Arayis Ovio Ochio Amin and Ishishish also. I mean, it even includes Behemo, the Gemara says. So certainly it includes Ishishish. So why was it necessary for the Tane to spell out Chayov Noreh Mishmishish? V'nira l'ri dikoye ayin bo'ale yovum kono, because the Loshin is Basholi shonim imechod miskaches v'bie v'in bo'ale yovum kone. So if the Yovm was borrow on the Gimul Shonam V'Yimeachod, so then she becomes his wife through Yivm. Mimele, if after that somebody was Mizane with her, is Chayiv Mise, as for Boal Ishishish. So what's the Chiddush? Because I could say that maybe Yibn by Iktano is as effective as Yibn by Kotmentes, by Yogmentes. So it's not Kiniki in Gomo. There is no Chiv Misa if the Yom is the Kotmentes and is Miyabn, the Yivome, and then somebody else will be Mizane with that Yivome, so it will not be Chiv Misa Mishmishish. Because it's like Maimah. So I could say maybe when he got to a Yovm, he's bo upon Yivome, Iktane, Gimu Shami Mechot, it's also like Maimah only. So Kamashra, no, this is not like Maimah. This is Yim Gomo, Ki Yim Gomo. V'nir al Ridi Koya Yim Bo al Yovm Kone, V'komashra Kine Ki Yim Gomo, V'chayov Nuaf Midarai Yisei. This alkaline hamili kanyel mirabonon, kiyoma also be as bentes, kimaima be go to Martinly come and pick, machine, she's partly she's cotton. So I could have his alkaline. I could have such a Salkadaitoch. Komash Mono. But the Chayom Shishish doesn't mean that, as Rashi explains. In other words, if she was Mikudeshes, the father of Mikabog Dushin, and then somebody was Mizanu with her, so it's Chayom Mishishish. That we know from the Seife. But it relates to the expression preceding it. In other words, Vimbol Yom Kone, and if after that somebody was Boleo, after the Yom was Miyam her, so is Chayim Shemeshish. Umiyu Koshe. Referring to Seir Omer, Daik Nahach, the Hilchim in the Foshe Sahara, there the Gemara discusses the question whether we rely on Rov in regard to Nefoshes. So the Gemara is trying to deduce from this Braise that we do follow Rov regarding Nefoshes. On the basis of the Bureau of Rov, we can even mete out capital punishment. That if she is niskacha, and then somebody else is boreal, he is chayav mise mishmishishish. But if we don't rely on rov in regard to mise, so mele we should be chayishish. Maybe this ktane, when she grows up, she'll turn out to be an islandess. While she's a ktane, it cannot be determined. But when she grows up, she'll turn out to be an eyeless. So then it will be huva adobo le mafreya, that the kedushin or kedushetoyes. So it's not an ishishish. So how can we meet out mise on the basis of rov? So the raya is that we do meet out mise on the basis of rov. We do meet out mise on the basis of rov. So then the Gemara says, no, we cannot deduce from this braise, because maybe the braise means when it says chayom shishish the kovlale. That's the Gemara's teretz. In other words, where he spelled it out when he was mikadisha, he spelled it out that even if she turns out to be an islandess, he still wants her to be his wife. But that was the Gemara's raya. That's the Loshon HaGemara. According to the Ri, that Chayom Mishishish has reference to the case where the Yovim was born first, so then it became an Ishishish of the Yovim. So the Gemara should say, Rashi kivim de'ayim bol yovim koe havel meimar adaita d'hochel yibl. Adaita d'hochel yibl. So the Gemara should say, not adaita d'hochel yikidish. If we explain the braise like Rashi, that he doesn't have reference to the case of bol yovim, but just Ishishi is the Alme. So then we understand this, why the Gemara deduces from this phrase that you rely on Rov, because if we were not relying on Rov, so then we should be Cheshesh, maybe she's an islandess, and then it's Gusha Torres. But if the Pshat in the Braisi is the way, the Ri explains it, the Hayom Sheshish has reference to the case where the Yovim was first brought out, so he was Cain Habitiras Yivome, so she became his Sheshish, the Yivome. Then if somebody is brought out, he's Chayiv Mise Mishum Sheshish, so the Gemara should say, Adaita Doch, maybe she's an islandess. Even though Roif Ktanis don't turn out to be an island, but they have to be Cheshish for the youth, maybe this Ktana will turn out when she grows up as an islandess. So Adaita Doch, now this Tesis is Merav Sinigre on the surface. That would be all right if Yibn B'toyes wouldn't be Yibn. But there is a special aloha by Yibn, that Yibn B'toyes, it's Yibn. Yibn is not like Dushin. Dushin requires Das of the Mikadesh. And if somebody is Mikadesh, and there is a Toyes, so then she is not Mikadeshes, it's a Toyes. Because had he known this and this, he wouldn't have given his consent to take her as his wife. But Yibn, there is a Mishnah Mefureshes, in Habual Yuvemte, Habual Yuvemte, Bein Bishegeg, Bein Bimezig, Bein Beines, Bein Birotzer, in Iskono. The sixth parik of Yivomes. Habal Yivemte bin Mishegi bin Mimezi bin Beirotze bin Beines bin Beirotze Afil Hushegi vimizido Humezidi Shigeges Hu Anus Vi Loyanuso Hi Anuso Bu Loyanus Echadamara Vechdagime Kono Vechadmimbiri Bie. So that's a special aloche by Yibn, even without his das, without his rot, beines, not from Nagag, as long as he was nischavin lishin biyad almeh, let's say he was nischavin lovi alishtei, and then he is not from Nagag or boal vente. He didn't want. It was against his will to be miyam the Yivam. But as long as he was mischavin libi ba'ome, so then he's kene. So how can he say toys? He doesn't require das. Yidden doesn't require das. Yidden doesn't require das. So I looked. So I saw that the Agoyis Rishash is the Tkash. Now, Teisves in Sanhedrin has the same discussion, but he doesn't, that piece he doesn't have. That expression that he has here. Vash the kim de imbor a yom koe, have a memor a daiti de hocha liyib. Now, let's go further in the teachers. Vichy teime de agdushin di ochif shemes koe, ul hoche koma da daiti de hocha likodish. Enoch aname de pshat in the praise is like the ri, that chayovum shemishishish has reference to the case where the Yovim was first born out. So she became an Ishishish, the wife of the Yovim. And then somebody else was born out. So it's Chayiv Mise because she's an Ishishish of the Yovim. But then you ask, why does the Gemara say, if we are not if we don't rely on Rov, and we have to be the Cheshish for a mute in respect to the Nefoshes, some Mele, maybe she'll turn out when she grows up as an Islandess, and Adaita the Hochali Kiddush, you should say Adaita the Hochali Yibim, because the Gemara means Adaita the Hochali Kiddush, the first husband, the deceased brother, is Loikidish. Is Loikidish. So, some mele, there is no yim. So then, there is no yim. So then, there is no yim. Just mentions this kasha. So it's okay, but Tesis here first, he has the kasha. Why does the Gemara say that the Holy Kiddush? Gemara should say that the Holy Yibim, and that's difficult, because as far as Yibim is concerned, it doesn't make any difference what his kavone was, what his das was, whether it was a daiti the Holy Yibim or lo Yibim, even beines, so is kiner. But I think the pshat, it's a little in a roundabout way, but I think, I mean, that's the obvious pshat in Tesis. Otherwise, I mean, Tesis is saying something that is contrary to Mishnah Mefureshes, and then you'll see, I mean, when you go over the Tesis in Rames, you'll see that that's the pshat in Tesis here, even though it is a little in a roundabout way, because in other words, Teisves in the Kashe also knew that of Adaita the Hochali Kiddush, Adaita the Hochali Kiddush, Ochif Ameis Loi Kiddush. Because Monefshach, if she turns out to be an islandess, so the average person is not interested in marrying an islandess. So the Yovin is not interested in marrying her, and the Ochif Amez, the deceased brother, is not interested in marrying her. Now, so if she doesn't turn out to be an Islandess, so then the deceased brother had the rotzen to marry her. So Mele, she is a Yivomen, she is Kuko to the lead surviving brother. So then the surviving brother can become her even without his das. Habal Yivemte, Ben Mishay, Ben Mezid, Ben Meiz, Ben Rotzen, is Kono. But if, let's say, in the event when she grows up, she turns out to be an islandess, so then we say the Yovim is not interested in marrying her, but as far as Yovim is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether he's willing to marry or not. He's keen to her with Yivim anyway. But if she turns out when she grows up as an islandess, so then it's a glory Milsel Mafreya, the deceased brother never gave his consent in marrying her, that his gdushin were betoyes. Now if his gdushin were betoyes, so she is not skuko to the surviving brother. But if it had been with his approval, so she could become his wife through gdushin bie. In other words, she is not his sister, because the original gdushin by the deceased brother were betoyes. Fine. So she's not a sister-in-law. So she is a stranger. She's just a nochris etzle. But he still can be mikadosh b'biyeh if he's bola. But if it had been with his consent, so then she would become his wife as a result of being bola. What officially was b'teras yivim, but actually it could have been b'teras dushe b'biyeh if it had been with his consent. But if she's an islandess, so just as his brother was not interested in marrying her, so the surviving brother is not interested in marrying her either. But if she had been his sister-in-law, then he could be cane her anyway, whether he's interested in marrying her or not. But if she's not his sister-in-law, so in other words, Teisves in the Kashe also knew what Teisves is saying, that when the Gemara is saying Adaited Hochli Kodesh, it means that the deceased brother, is the Kodesh, the deceased God of the Kodesh. So Teisves asks, but that is not enough. The deceased brother is Loi Kodesh, because the Gemara should have mentioned Adaited Hochali Kodesh, the deceased brother, and Adaited Hochali Yom, the surviving brother, did not intend to marry her, because in view of the fact that she is not his Yivome, because Adaited Hochli Kodesh, the deceased brother, so she's a Nochris. But it's still, so if she's Nochris, he could marry her for Kedusha B'yeh. But Adaited Hochli Yom, not Liyom, Yiv B'tiras Yiv, what is called Yiv, the B'yeh, by the Yom. But in the event that she turns out to be an ironess, so then to be going with from Afreya, that she's not his sister-in-law. If she's not his sister-in-law, so she's in Ochris. If he had been interested in marrying her, so she would become his wife for Dushabiyeh. But just as we say, Adaited Hochel Kodesh, this is brother. So Adaited Hochel Yom, not Yom Yiv Mamesh. But the Yom he was not born to become her as his wife. So the Gemara should have said, Vi Amret Lo Yazlinum Basarov, Shemo, he ironess, the Ktan. Ladaited Hoche Loi Kodish, the deceased brother, Ladaited Hoche Loyovm, which also means Loi Kodish, the surviving brother. That's what Tesis means. You'll see, when you go over the Tesis Nivomes, you'll see that this is what Tesis means here. Famous here on Mere Dijkmaar, the Foshis Harov, Dile as the Naharov, Nehut Yomail in the sea. But I did Ochali Kodish. We hash the Kinda in Bola Yom Koe, Abu Neymar, I did Ochali Yidden. We retain the Dagdushin Yoch, Shemes Koe Ulocheko, Maddai did Ochali Kodish. In that expression, now we have to explain it like this. In that expression, Adaited Hochli Kodesh, so the Gemara is saying two things. Adaited Hochli Kodesh, He's not interested. The deceased brother was not interested in marrying her. So Mimela, she's in Ochris. So then he could acquire her as his wife, Fugdu Shibie. But again, Adait Leochli Kodish, the Yovim is not in, the Yovim is not interested in marrying her either. So Mimela, when the third person is Borel, he shouldn't be Chayv Mise. She's not a Mishishish. She's not a Mishishish. Because she was not, she was never married to the deceased brother, and she did not become married to Shibie, to the surviving brother. So what is she? In final analysis, if Pnuye, why should the person who is Borel be Chayv Mise? That's the pshat in Adait V'Ocholi Kodesh. Now Adait V'Ocholi Kodesh has reference to the deceased brother and to the surviving brother. V'chiteim edak b'ut mishochav shemeskoi ulohakum Adait V'Ocholi Kodesh v'ashtamay nafkmine afil Adait V'Ocholi Kodesh mikol mokimot lo mifrach amay chayov mishishish. For islandess love basidmi, tirsi vashateli prat islandess. Even if we say that the deceased brother was a daiti dochet kodesh, let's say the deceased brother made an explicit declaration. When the deceased brother married her, he said, I'm marrying you regardless what you turn out to be. Even if you turn out to be an islandess, I still want you as my wife. And then he died. And then the surviving brother was Borel. But if she turns out to be an islandess, then he is not Kenya, because an islandess is not a basidim. So the Gemara should have said, for maybe she's an islandess, the islandess love basidimly, not maybe she's an islandess, but I did Ochli Kodesh. I did Ochli Kodesh. So, Tesis could have mentioned the Kashi just the last expression. That's the way Tesis expresses it in Sanhedrin. But here Tesis expresses it in a round about way, but that's the pshat in Taisus. Loch in Yerli Foresh. Hayovin aleo mishmishishish bein ambo ala yovim bein anishish is the almekoi. In other words, it's a combination of Rashi's pshat and the Riz pshat. Rashi said that Hayovin mishishish has reference to the case of ishishish the alme, and the Ri said that Chayim Shishish has reference to the case where the Yovim was Boalel first, so then she became an Ishishish of the Yovim. Then somebody else, a strange person, was Boalel, so it's Chayim Mise. Now Teisves is combining both Pshat, Rash Pshat and the Riz Pshat. In other words, the Chayovim Oleo Mishmishishish, so implies two things, two cases. One case where justice is the Alme, and one case of Boala Yom, and then somebody was Boala. So it's Chayv Mise because she is the Ishishish of the Yom. Both. Lochi Nire, Liforish, the Chayovim Alel Mishmishish, Bein Beina im Boale Ojoven, Beina Ischis de Alme Koe, für Chidush habe, die Koe Name a im Boale Ojoven. Die Miseife, die im Boale Ojoven, Achas Miko, Boale Ojoven, Mikola Reyes, Lo Ave Shmaino, die Mahilu Mishtamo, Davke Ischis, but not if she is an Ischis of Ojoven, because then I could say, that it's not kinikin gomor. A yogam is not kinikin gomor in iktam. Only like maimer. Vosam polich mihode chayovi. Rabbi David Tiritz, die ist für Honisne, die Chayobin Alom, ich mich schieß. I mean, at this moment, I don't remember another thesis where thesis mentions Rabbi David. Rabbi David, the Chiddush Aram in Sanhedrin constantly mentions Rav of David, and he was a Talmid of the Ramban. I don't know, maybe there was another Rav of David, but I'm not aware at this moment, I'm not aware that Tesis should mention Rav of David in other places. So that means, I mean, that this is a Tesis Miucha. A thesis miucha.
There was a thesis on about Zion.
Yeah.
It's funny that we should mention that. I never did notice his name anywhere else either. I remember the Walter B. Schwinn's school of your menace.
Yeah.
Is he ever mentioned?
Rabbi Blazam Mit.
May Shaznas.
Mishaznas.
The bottom was with Dalal and Ben.
Yes, I know. והחבר דובי תיריס דיסטח וניסטן וחיובן עליו משמי שישיש וישמינון די סייפה די מומס מאוד יודו חוצה לו אימא די אף הבהימו עם בו עלו אישו נראה חיובן it's very strange to shout that חיובן משישיש די סייפה is advises us in other words, not that Chayav Nolam Mishmishish has reference to the case where Ibrahim was born or else. Because if Ibrahim was born or else, so the Chil Nisya from the Ibrahim is not because of Ishish, is the Chil Nisya of Ibrahim, not because of Ishish, but as that it's not superfluous. The Reish is not superfluous. Because as a result of the Reish, so Mimele we have a Chiddush in the Sefer. Because if the Reish hadn't mentioned Chayav Nolam Mishmishish, so then I would say that Mumsim Al Yodo on the Sefer does not include Behem. Now that that the Reisha mentions Hayom Mishishish, so I can say that Mums Mal Yodo includes even Beas Behem. Vashvinu Seifel Mums Mal Yodo Otlima Daf Abeino Im Hibo Alo Yisho Nereges al Yodo Habeimo. And Nereges al Yodo Habeimo. Whether the Behemo is born upon the Nisho Nishish, or the Behemo is born on Ish, and Nisho Ifnuyo, doesn't make any difference as far as the Chiyuv Misa of the Behemo is concerned. So then the Behemo gets Misa anyway. If the behemo is born Adoration Reis. I mean, it might be a little confusing because the thesis is here that Abheimo in Boa Aloisho Nereges Hayoda Abheimo. So one could make a mistake because since thesis uses the Loshen Bo, Loshen Ikeve, the thesis has reference to a female behemoth who is Baal Isha, is Nereges. If a female behemoth is Baal Isha, she is not Nereges, because that's not considered to be it. But thesis means a male behemoth is Baal Isha. Then the behemoth is Chayv. But why the thesis use Loshen Ikeva? Because in Loshen Kedesh, Behemo is Loshen Ikeva. But thesis has reference to a male Behemo that is Bo Alonisho. So then the male Behemo is Chayav is Misi. The male Behemo is Chayav is Misi. The Rabbeime mi Bo Alonisho, Nereges Hal Yoda Abeimo. If the Reish hadn't been mentioned, Havamine, that the Sefer has reference to Bias, to Arayas Dum Yedei Shishish. Our Behemoth, Behemoth, that's a different kind of a Bias. Aber hast du die Tonne bereiche, wie Chayov Noor mich mischisch, im Kinseife die Tonne Mumz mal Jodo, Aschmin und Chidush, da feiss und a Reihe, du wie Damien mischisch, kmo ja Behemo, am Brunnen, it's a very strange Psha, very strange Psha, very strange. Now, if you go over carefully the Loshen of Thesis in Yuvomes, you will see that this is the Pshat in Thesis here. Now, if you have a Gemara Yuvomes, you should take a Gemara Yuvomes. That from Zion on the days, the Hayodin Oleo Mishmishish. Peyoch im Kibel Bovio Gdush. Viteime. Da meist ich will nisne, die Messeif ist mein Jolo, die Ktone wie im Bohle Echot Mikola Arayes, Munz mal Jolo, wie ich es ist bechlau, ki die Mucha befehle ich bin sehr umeire, war viel Behime bechlau, ki die Mucha befehle ich aber Mises, wie schmeiße die Takole wie Kore, wie mir alle Rie, die Koye, a im Bohle Jovn, Kone, wie Kore Maschbelon, Die Kono King and Gomo mit der Reise. Will I have a Kibias Bentesha? Die Tonne bei ihm Mischne. Die Rossum wie Kone Ella mit der Rabono. Gedam Rinnen also Bias Bentesha, die meine Begodel. Die Mantille mit der Reise befehle ich aber Misses. Und fehle ich kam die Duschen. Masche Jina verschieße sie sprachlich Skott. Wie Kosche. Befehle ich mein Zehre. Teiten ich Hilden, Fosche Sacharow. Die Luyazmino und Neichesh, die Umaylene sind, war deite der Hoche, Luykodisch, und Leipe Rusche, die Koya im Bole Joven, am Mai Polich, Neichesh, die Uma deite, die Hoche Luykodisch, heine Hoche Volische, wie ist doch, weil ma, war ein Name, er deite der Hoche Lieben, ist ja auch dieses Expresset. Na du jetzt. Once we say that the Ochi Vorishin is a Daiti the Ochi Kodesh, then we have to say, and the Ochi Vasheni, the surviving brother, is a dining ochle yidden. It doesn't mean yidden. Strictly yidden. It means a dining ochle also in Kodesh, to Shebiye. Because if the first brother is Loi Kodesh, so there is no yidden. So she's in Ochlis. She's not his sister-in-law. Yidden is in his sister-in-law. But the yidden means what would otherwise be considered yidden. But in view of the fact that she will turn out, that she might turn out as an islandess, so then it will be the so-called yidden will be also Kodesh. But then it requires the us, because it's not actually adaited hoche. Ulai perushi dikoya im bole yobm amai polich. Nechi de on daiv yochel I kodish ane och verishin vi istorich lima vayna am adaiti dochel yibm havel mifrach tvei nechu ishdrum da adaiti kein Berger, am Mai Poch, nicht mehr, da ist auch die Kodesh, an der Horischen, wie so, ich höre immer, weina, am er deite, du auch lieben, habe und mich fragt, wei, nee, ich höre, ich die Hoche, die Omo, er deite, du auch, ich konnte die Schoche, die Horischen, die Schuf, in Isches, in other words, die Omo, there is a Toy Sefer here, die Omo, er deite, du auch, lui Kodesh, die Schoche, die Horischen, die Schuf, in Isches, Jove, you have to put in the Loi Kodesh. Not here it's written Dilma Daite de Hoche Kodesh. So you should put in Neichus Dilma Daite de Hoche Loi Kodesh Hoche Vorish. Let the Gemara spell it out. Loi Kodesh Hoche Vorish. Di Shuvainu Ishes Yovim. So she's in Ochris. O Yehavu Hakshid Distam. Dilma Ayrelesi. Uvichol Inyen. Bina Daite de Hoche Kodesh Vorish. No Loi Kodesh. You see that this is the pshat in Tesis in Rosh. V'yesh leimad, nokit adayin d'ochel kodish, mishim seife name boi lemifrach, v'im bo lo echod mikolarai, so that he says something else. Because he wanted to ask from the seife too, in Boal Echot Mikol Arayis. So there from the Seif it's also Arayi that we go Bosarov. Dimreishe o Yudea. Because what does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say there in Sanhedrin? When the Gemara tries at the very outset to deduce from this price that we go Bosarov. Because if we don't go Bosarov, we forces. So how can we give Mise to the Godel Habual Ishishish, the Ktano, maybe when she grows up she'll turn out to be an islandess? So that means she's not Chayeves, he's not Chayev Mise, because she was not an Ishishish. She was never an Ishishish. So at first the Gemara says that perhaps the Chayovin Olam Ishishish in the Reishe doesn't mean Chayovin Olam Mise Mishishish. But Chayovin Olam, if somebody is born and that Ktano Bisheyek, so he has to bring a Korban. As far as Korban is concerned, we certainly rely on Rov, assuming that we don't rely on Rov Ligabi Nifoshes, but we certainly rely on Rov Ligabi Korban. So then the Gemara is for Katone Seife Vim Boale Echot Mikola Arayis Shebatiro Mumtzin Aryol. So it spells out in the Seife Mumtzin Aryol Beferesh. But at first the Gemara said that the Boale Ochayom Mishishish has reference to Korb, not to Mis, but Mise not, because we are Cheshish, maybe she's an islandess, and the Gabi Mise we can't rely on Rov. So then the Gemara is the Kashe from the Seif. So he says, Misif name boil me from him boil a echo because I rise. Dim reisha o yodea, dim otri shnuye. Mahayon Victone Kom, Kinishanole, Upoich Homum Singotone, Umikiazei Hiksho Bitrilo, except that the Tarzan at first didn't understand that the Makshin had mind the Sefer also. So he thought that the Makshin had mind only the Reishe. So he said, as far as the Reishe is concerned, it can have reference to Kol. So then the Makshin spelled out his original Kashi. My Kashi is not just from the Reishe. My Kashi is from the Sefer as well. And the Sefer spells out Mumsi. So it's a riot that we go Bosarov. So then the Gemara, it has reference to the case where he was mikabel upon himself. In other words, that even if he turned out to be an ironist, so still he wants her to be mikadosh. ופורך הומומציקותם כי הזה יקשבתחילו ומשנה בלקיבו עליי פירש בסייפה אבל בראשה לילם צורך לימה מי חיום דיקטונה קורם תהוסום למהנה מידה מה שקיבו עליי כי זה פירשנו. So in other words, Stacy is saying here, you see, that in view of the fact that Tchayomum Shishish has reference to a Yovan who was born first, and then somebody else was Nizanu with her. So is Chayev Mise, because she is an Ishishish of the Yovan. So Memele, we have to say that when the Gemara says, Hochem Ma'askinon B'dikiblo Alaye, B'dikiblo Alaye, so that it has reference to the Sefer B'kiblo Alaye, but the Reishe must be applied to the case. In other words, if we are going to say that we do not go Bosarov Ligabin Foshes, so then we have to apply the Reishe even according to the Teretz of the Gemara B'kiblo Alaye. So we still have to apply the Reishe to Kol, not to Misi. Because in view of the fact that according to the Ri, so Chayav Mishishish, so has reference to the case where the Yom was boiler first, and then somebody else was Mizana with her. So of what significance is the fact that Kobolai, that the Ochivo Rishayim explicitly said he is Mikadisha even if she is an islandess. He's Mikadisha. She's an islandess. So, but then, if she's an islandess, there is no Yibm. And if there is no Yibm, so the Boalel is not Kene. So then it could be Kene only Bitiras Bie, so then it requires Das of Yom, Das of the Yivome, and since she is Iktane, so it could only be effective if the father will give his consent, and all these facts are not mentioned. So Memele, assuming that we don't go Bosarov Ligabin Foshes, so then we have to apply the Reishe of the Braise, the Kob, not to miss it. The Kob, not to miss it. Because he couldn't get missing. I mean, I'm only saying it in the subjunctive. If the halacha had been that we don't rely on Rov Ligabin Foshes, but I'll leave it the MS, we do rely on Rov Ligabin Foshes. So Mamela, we don't have to apply the Reishet Kob. We can have reference to Misa too, but the way the Gemara is saying now, you cannot deduce from this price that we rely on all the governing forces. We can say that we don't rely. Then, but the price is reference to the case where he was Mikabel, the Mikadish said explicitly that he is willing to be Mikadish even if she's an islandess. So that Ukimte has reference to the savior of the price, but not to the ratio of the price. Because the ratio of the price has reference to the case according to the Ri, where the woman was first Boreal, and then somebody else was Mizana with her. If the Yom was first Boreal, so Mele, even if the Ochiv Rishen was Mikabel upon himself to marry her, even if she is an islandess, but if she is an islandess, so true she is his sister-in-law, but then there is no Zike. By an islandess there is no Zike. If there is no Zike, so he couldn't become her B'teras Yivim, only B'teras Dushibie. So then it has to comply with all the prerequisites of Gushin. So the father has to give his das and so on. The father has to give his das, and his das is not enough. The father also has to give his consent. Mishanim the kibla alai. Period be safe, our Bereshia Leon Tzorch Lema, Mai Chayovim Diktone Korben De Osom Lema, Mai Chayovim Diktone Korben De Osom Anemide Mashi Kibla Alai. Because even if the Ochiv Rishon was Mikabel upon himself. So what? So, she is the sister-in-law of the surviving brother. But, he couldn't be Kenya B'teres Yidin, because there is no Zike in an islandess. He could be Kenya B'teres Regelag Dushibie. But then it has to conform to all the dinim, all the prerequisites of Dushin. Now, she couldn't have given her das, her consent. She's Iktano, so who will have to give the consent? The father, it's not mentioned in the price that the father gave his consent. So why is Chayvelo? Chayvelo Korb? Because insofar as Korb is concerned, we are not Rishish from you. Then we certainly rely on Rob, but maybe in regard to Mise, we are Cheshish from Miyut. So even if Kibla Rob, she couldn't get Mise. We could say that. This is what the Gemara is trying to say. But a little bit MS, we say that we do rely on Rob, the governing fascists. So maybe a little bit MS, even the Reishe, has reference to this. Now here, there is something interesting, remarkable. In our tesis, so who gives that Eretz Rav Reb Dovid? But here, he mentions the same Eretz in the name of the Rivor, not Rav Reb Dovid. Rav Reb Dovid, that's one of the Rishenim Muhorim, but the Rivor is one of the Rishenim Gdumim. The Rivor Pirish, this is the Chayvim Shishi, is the love it, and all of them, the Novim Borach, the Arai, is daft by Arai, the Eima. Vash, the Chayvim Shishi, is the Arai, 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 is the the Khoarayas have to be a teddy be saved, a plantation, a cotton, a Khoarayas, a material, mums in our day, for long a cotton, and when he skellers behemo our yode, alme, loy have a behemo Khoarayas. Because in the same faith, the price spells out behemo separate.
why it is Mashiv Knainish, we learned yesterday. Mash, second thing, Mashiv Knainish, Shein Giosa Machelos. Because Shifaknainis is kal, and still it is nikno bikesef. So isha that is homo certainly should be nikno bikesef. Why? Dikel nifach malo Shifaknainis kriyitza bikesef. Ki di pole choli hai taime gab mshtar ekel meidam kedi yise mifur shliyo kabo amavri avol in achilas trumo nishayach nifach zu shebiloso shebioso macheloso en din shekaspo macheloso vim teima vim daya I say din. Now we had it already in the sugya of Chupe teaches us the Kashe about Daya Seidine. Now that is based upon the Sugi in Bulvakami, that there are two kinds of Dayas. There is Daya Trilas Dine and there is Daya Asoiv Dine. Now, so what is the Sugi in Bulvakami dealing with? Is dealing with the case of a keren birshus hayochid. Now the halacha is that a keren, until it becomes a mirror, so the owner is chayav on the chotzi nezek. And keren is chayav birshus hakabim too, keren. Not only birshus hayochid, even birshus hakabim, is chayev. If tzikeren tam is chayev chotinezek birshus haramim, if tzikeren muet is chayev inezek sholem. Shem regel on the other hand, so in birshus haramim is potal gamre. And the birshus hayochid, the birshus hanizek, ubiya bizdeacheya, so is chayev full damages. The owner is chayev full damages. So there is machlekes in Murokame, between Rab Tarfon and Rabbon. There's a machlokes in Bulukame between Rab Tarfon and Rabbon. Rab Tarfon says that Keren Birshus HaNizek, Keren Tam Birshus HaNizek, the owner has to pay full damages. Has to pay full damages. And the Rabbonim say no, that not only Keren Tam in Rishus Rabin is chayev on Michotinezek, but even Keren Tam, Rishus Anizek, the owner is also chayev on Michotinezek. Why does Rab Tarfon say such a chiddush that Keren Rishus Anizek is chayev in Ezek Sholem? He deduces it through a kalachim. So at first, the kalachim runs as follows. First, he says he's deducing a kal v'chemer, in other words, he learns out the chomo from the kal. The chomo from the kal. If the kal is chayev, so certainly the chomo should be chayev. Now, what premise is the kal? And what premise is the chamur? So at the outset, Rab Tarfon deduces keren birshus hanizek, the chamur, from keren birshus harabin, the kal. Now keren birshus harabin is relatively kal. It's really on a relative scale. It's a minor premise. And Keren Birshut HaNizek on a relative scale is a major premise. Why do we say that Keren Birshut HaRabim on a relative scale, relatively speaking, so Keren Birshut HaRabim is Kal? Why? Because Shem Beregu is Potter Birshut HaRabim. So that means there is a certain leniency attaching to Birshut HaRabim. So Keren Birshut HaRabim is the Kal premise because of the leniency of attaching to the Birshut HaRabim. And Keren Birshut HaNizek is the Chomer premise, because that leniency doesn't apply to Keren Birshut HaNizek. So the original Kal Vachomer by Reb Tarfon was a limud of Keren Birshut HaNizek, the Chomer premise, from Keren Birshut HaRabim, the Kal premise, Chomu from Kal. So Keren Birshut HaRabim is the Melamed. You know, whenever you have a Kal Vachomer, you have a Melamed and you have a Lamed. So in the original Yalfuse by Reb Tarfon, Keren Birshut HaRabim was the Melamed, and Keren Birshut HaNizek is the Lamed. So the Kal Vachomer learns as follows. If the Melamed, Keren Birshut HaRabim, which is a Kal premise, so is Chayev, so in the Lamed, which is the Chomer premise, certainly should be Chayev. So then the Rabbanon say to Reb Tarfon, there is a certain Pirche applying to your Kal Vachomer. You are learning out the Lamed, Keren Birshut HaNizek, the Chomer premise, the Lamed, from Keren Birshut HaRabim, the Melamed, the Kal premise, Dai Lovim Nadin Liyeskinidin, let the Lamed have the same status as the Melamed, but not more Chomer than Melamed. Now, what is the Melamed? Keren Birshut HaRabim, what's the extent of the liability of Keren Birshut HaRabim? Have damages. So Memele, you can learn out that in the Lamed, they also have damages. But how can you learn out full damages? Dialogue Nadin Liyeskinidin, let the Lamed, Keren Birshut HaYochid, have the same status as Keren Birshut HaRabim. And what's the extent of the liability of Keren Birshut HaRabim? Have damages. So that should be the extent of Keren Birshut HaNizek, also have damages. Now, after the Rabbanon said to Reb Tarfon, Dai Lovim Adin Liyeskinidin, let the Lamed have the same status as the Melamed, that's called Dayu B'Tchilas Adin. This is called Dayu B'Tchilas Adin. You will see that expression in Tesis all over Shas. When you learn Midei, so you'll see it many times, that expression. So, that's called Dayu B'Tchilas Adin. Dayu B'Tchilas Adin. Dai B'Tchilas HaDin means let the Lamed have the same status as the Melamed. So then Reb Tarfon, after hearing the Pirche by the Rabbanon against his original Kalvachimera, he modified his Kalvachimera. Whereas originally the Kalvachimera Eyal Fusi of Keren Birshus HaNizik being deduced from Keren Birshus HaRabin, so then he modified the Kalvachimera. He said, now I am not deducing Keren Birshus HaNizik from Keren Birshus HaRabin, because then you'll be able to say Dai Lov Nadmuniz Kinitin B'Tchilas Adi. No, I'm deducing Keren from Shem Rehm. I'm deducing Keren from Shem Rehm. In other words, I'm deducing Keren B'Shus HaNizek from Shem Rehm B'Shus HaNizek. Now Shem Rehm on the whole is a kalpa, is relatively kal, relative to Keren, because Shem Rehm has a leniency in Rishus HaRabim, is Patal Gamre, doesn't pay at all, whereas Keren has the chumre, has the stringency that it's chayev even Rishus HaRabim. So Keren vis-a-vis Shem Rehm, which one is chomo and which one is kal? Keren is chomo and Shem Rehm is kal. So the final Yalfuse by Rab Talfon was not the Yalfuse of Keren Birshus HaNizek being deduced from Keren Birshus HaRabim, because as against that kind of Yalfuse, in regard to that kind of Yalfuse, there is a Pirche of Dai B'Tchilas HaDin. The final Yalfuse of by Rab Talfon is Keren from Shem Rehm, and Shem Rehm is the Kal premise, Keren is the Chomo premise. So Rab Talfon says as follows: if the Kal premise is Chayev, the Kal Shem Rehm is Chayev Nezek Sholem in the Rishus HaNizek, so the Chomo premise, if Shem Rehm, the Kal premise, is chayev in Rishus HaNizek in Nezek Sholem full damages, so the Chomo premise, Keren Rishus HaNizek, certainly should be chayev full damages. Now the Rabbonim cannot say Dai B'Tchilas HaDin. Dai B'Tchilas HaDin means Ledalomit Bilayim Lamed. So in the original Yalfuse, where the Melamed was Keren Birshus HaRabim, so then you could say Ledalomit Keren Birshus HaYochid have the same status as Keren Birshus HaRabim. But now that the Melamed is Shem Rehm, Shem Rehm in Rishus HaNizek. So if we are going to say let the Lomid Keren Rishus HaNizek have the same status as Keren, as Shem Rehm Rishus HaNizek, so then it should be higher full damages. But still the Rabbonon said Dai, even in regard to the final Yalfuse Beram Tal. But now they say Daya in a different sense, not Daya in the sense of Tchilas HaDin. Daya B'Tchilas HaDin means let the Lomit have the same status as the Melamit. But Daya B'Seif HaDin, Daya B'Seif HaDin means this. What is the Melamit? The Melamit is Ishan Rehm Birshus HaNizek, and is Chayev Nezek Sholem. And what is the Lomit? Keren Birshus HaNizek. So Keren Birshus HaNizek, relatively speaking, is the Chomo premise. So the Rabbonim say, Traptalfa, why do you call Keren Birshus HaNizek a Chomo premise relative to Shemrego, Gershus Hanizik. Why is it humble? Because Shemrego has the kule vis-a-vis Karen that Gershus Rabbi is Potter. That Gershus Rabbi is Potter. Whereas, I'm sorry, Shemrego, I'm sorry. Shemrego, I mean, because Shemrego has the kule that Birshus Rabbi is Potter, whereas Keren does not have that kule. So Keren is Chomo, because Keren does not have the kule that Shemrego has Birshus Rabbi. But what's the extent of the chumre of Keren over and above Shemrego? The chumre consists in health damages, because Shemrego is potter ligamre in Rishus Rabin, and Keren is chayv. But Keren is not chayv ligamre, is chayv only health damages. So the extent of the chumre of Keren over and above Shemrego is how much? Health damages. So Memele, you are trying to deduce Keren Birshus Hanizek from Shemrego Birshus Hanizek. Why? Because Keren is relatively homo. Let the lomid be limited by the chumre that the lomid has over the bottom one. What's the limit? The limit of the chumre that the lomid Keren has over and above the melamed Shemrego have damages, not full damages. So memele, this yalfuse should be limited to the extent of have damages. That's called dai visifat. That's called dai visifat. All right. Vintina v'neime dai I say dine. Tlema meize keach at a ball. Lumit kesef mikia bie. Dai ki bie. Let it be limited by the chumre. Let it be limited by the chumre, by the limit that is imposed upon the chumre of bie. Dai ki bie. V'lo yachil elo achar chupe. You see, the only difference between the alfuses, Yalfusim Bolokam and Yalfusi here, because Kalvachemer manifests itself in two forms. One is the deduction of the homo from the cow, and one is the reduction of the cow from the chomo. The cow from the chomo. Now here, so he says, Neime dai asei dine, kleima mei ze keach. So it's really the same form here. Over there in the Vokame, we learn out Keren the Homo from Shemrego the cow, and here we also learn out Ishe from Shifoknainis, the Homo from the cow. So it's the same form. It's the same form. V'nim da asidnik li amei ze kia hatabolion mit kesef mki abie. Dai ki bie. Let it be limited by the limit that is imposed upon the homo premise. What's the homo premise? That is, what's the limit?
that it can be machal bitrume only al achachupe vidigmosa bifeh beizvokame. So why does the Gemara say, actually the Gemara itself said it? So then you should say, how is Kalachim Amiyise? Dailav Nadin, Liliskinid. So the whole Yalfuse by Rabbi Ben Seire accords with the Shita of Tav. As a matter of fact, the Arishim Mupaskal and Kaptav. The Arishim and Kaptav, I think that from Rashi and Psochim, it's Mashma. It's in Rashi and Psochim, it's Mashma that he Paskins like Kaptav. That were as a result of Dai, the whole Kalchima collapses, so then we don't say Dai. Rabbi Shimshi Mikutzi Tireit, Lamun and Daye Alechan, Boyle Mimadin Chodosh, Gin Horsom, the Makerem Beshus Rabbim Chotinezek, the Ato Bolyun, the Nezek Sholem, Mikalachim, the Shember Ergel, Aval Hochet Rachmon, or Maki in Kesef Eichel, Venon Boyle Mim, the Kalachim, or Maki in Kesef. In other words, when do we say Daya, that's a big chiddush? When as a result of the Kalachina, without Daya, a new aloche is established. A new aloche is established, because after all, the Torah explicitly says, in regard to Karen, only have damages. There is no pasuk in the Torah, Mishpatim, that mentions full damages Karentav. So, as a result of Raptarfen's Kalachina, we have to establish a new aloche that is not mentioned in the Pasik. Masha'inkin here, there is a Pasik, Kiyin Kaspi Yechobe. But the question is the scope of Kiyin Kaspi. So it's not that as a result of Rabbi Yudim Seres Kalachina, we are establishing a new aloha. We are just interpreting the extent of King Kaspi. Over there, the Pasuk doesn't mention explicitly any full damages, liability, in regard to Tav, Karentav. And Rav Tarfon is trying to establish